We're going to continue in the Orcha Sadikim. We're going to do two Sha'arim Sam. We're going to do two gates. The two gates are related to each other, so it's not such a stretch. They happen to be shorter on their own, so we're able to do two. We're going to begin with the Sha'ar Hada'aga, which is the Sha'ar related to worrying. And then we're going to discuss the Sha'ar Charata, the gate of regret. So we're going to talk about worry and regret in our Midos. So says our teacher, the Orcha Sadikim, that worrying, daiga in general, is a bad midah. A person should not be a worrying type of person. It's a midah that not only is internal in feeling, and that's why it's bad on its own, that it harms you internally, but it also shows on one's face. Right? If a person worries, it's uncomfortable for other people. It makes other people bad, feel bad. Rabbi Saul Salanter would say that a person's face is a reshus harabim. It's a public domain. You can't ruin other people's day with you walking around with a sad face. It's not fair to other people. You shouldn't walk around with worry. Now, making it even more harmful is the fact that it affects other people. And a person whose neshama is raised up, a person whose neshama becomes higher and higher, will not show worry, says the Orcha Sadikim. Just before we get into the two types of worrying, there's a beautiful comment in the Pele Yoetz. The Pele Yoetz is a encyclopedic work about Midos by Reliezer Papo, who is a Sfardi Gadol. It goes alphabetically through the Aleph Beis under the section called Da'aga Worry. So he says that there was a wise man said, Ha'avar Ein Va'asid, that the future is not here yet, and the past is no longer. So he's Ha'avar Ein Va'asid Adayin, Va'hova Keharafayin, Vim Kein Da'aga Minayin. The idea being that the idea is that the future is not here, the past is no longer, and the matter is already past. What does it do to worry? There's actually, this was turned into a song. I forgot who has this phrase as a song. And the Pele Yoetz says that you can't return to anything that already happened. It's not enough that you already experienced the misfortune. Why should you add more grief and worry and live a life of pain based on what happened in the past? You should remove all of this from your mind, and if something which is in the future and you're capable of correcting it, so fix it. And if you can't fix it, then why worry about it? Just have trust in Hashem. You know, they say in the name of Arya Levine, the great tzaddik of Yerushalayim, that he would say, Da'aga, Dalet, Aleph, Gimel, He, contains all of the beginning letters of the Aleph Beis, except for which letter? Beis. Why? Because Beis stands for Bitachon, trust. Meaning the person who has Da'aga, Dalet, Aleph, Gimel, He, is missing the Beis. There's no bitachon, there's no trust. And therefore, worrying about things is something we want to get out of our system. So what's bad worrying? Bad worrying is about attaining physical things that is not a good thing to worry about. It shows a lack of bitachon. It's also bad for your health. The Gemara in Gitzin says that pachad, fear, weakens a person. And Rashi explains that this refers to worrying over future events. It's not good to worry. It's bad for you. Worrying about fulfilling desires is very bad as well. It shows that such a person is far away from Torah mitzvahs. And also, don't be worried about, you know, performing the mitzvahs. A person should be calm, cool, and collected. Now, that's bad worrying. Yeah. Davening doesn't mean we're not worrying. Davening means that comes from a place of bitachon, a place of trust. I have trust that Hashem is going to help me out, that Hashem has a plan. It's not the case. A person can be concerned. A person has emotions. We're not robots. But let's talk about what good worrying looks like. He says, worrying l'shem shemaim. Rav Dessler has a piece in the Mechtam Leyal and Chelakei, where he says that sometimes there are people who don't worry about anything, and they're never moved in any way. So people think that such a person is a gibor, they're very strong, right? You have a friend who's always relaxed, nothing bothers them, everything is great, nothing is ever a problem. The truth, says Rav Dessler, that the insides of such a person are so covered up that there's no feeling inside his neshama. That's hefkeiros, that's a lack of anything control in their life. There are things we should worry about. A person who's always, always calm and never has any concern about anything, says Rav Dessler, there's something wrong with that person. There's something that's not clicking inside their brain. There are things we should worry about. So what should we worry about as Jews? He says one should worry if you do an Aveira. You should be bothered about rebelling against the Kadosh Baruch Hu and not appreciating everything Hashem has done for you. Now, this type of worry will lead to greater tshuva, says the Aruch HaTzadikim. The sense of worry about having distanced oneself from Hashem is one that's pnimi. It's inwards. It's towards the neshama. And this is much higher than being worried about external things. When someone close to the king, in our example, the neshama, is sad, then the king will help them more easily than someone who's more distant. Tshuva that comes from internal anguish of the neshama is much better. We want it to be self-motivated. Not that I'm disappointed or somebody else is disappointed in me, but I feel bad. My neshama is hurt that I did an aveira. And that type of tshuva that comes internally from the inside, not from pressure from the outside, from a teacher, from a parent, from a friend, the internal sense of worry that your neshama is bothered, that's the best type of tshuva. Tears, crying that comes from worrying about Avodas Hashem is very praiseworthy, says the Aruch HaTzadikim. A person should always have a sense that there's more to do in their relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and whatever you've done until now is not enough. There was a chacham who saw a man worrying, and he told him that if you're worrying about Olam Hazeh, then Hashem should take away your worries right now. But if your worries about Olam Haba, then Hashem should increase that. We always want to be more. We want to strive to do better. We want to do more in our relationship with Hashem. That's one type of worrying. Worrying when it comes to Averos. Another type of worrying is helpful when it comes to learning Torah. A person should want to remember what they've learned. And the drive to review your learning only comes from da'aga, from worrying. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Samech tells us that a student was once walking with Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Yishmael saw the student was afraid. And he said to him, "You're a sinner." The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, "Pachtu b'tzion chatayim," that there's fear in Tzion, in Yerushalayim, because of their sins. So the student said to him, "But doesn't it say in Mishlei, Ashrei Adam Mefachei Tamid, praiseworthy is the man who's worried all the time?" So Rabbi Yishmael said, That pasuk is talking about Divrei Torah, that one should be afraid lest you forget your Torah. Everything else you have to trust in Hashem. But you should be worried that you're learning, you're remembering your learning, you're connecting to your learning. Another type of good worrying is if you're an accomplished in Torah, you should be worried that your midos match your scholarship. If you're growing in your religious observance, if you're taking on more in mitzvos, and you're taking on more in your learning, your davening, your shmiras hamitzos and sinias and things like that, then make sure that your midos are growing as well. Your bein adam l'chavero is growing as well with your bein adam l'makom. If there are tsaros in your life, a person is suffering and there's pain, and your community, you should be worried that you're doing enough to prevent these things. You should think about how to improve yourself and that our actions have impact on our relatives and our community. There should be daiga that these things come from our actions. Now, the Gemara in Yevamos says that there was a 3-year famine during the days of David HaMelech. And during the first year, David thought it was because of Avodah Zarah that was going on. And they found there was no Avodah Zarah in the area. In the second year of the drought, he thought it was because of immorality, and they found there was no issue in that time as well. In the third year of the famine, he thought it was because people were keeping their promises, that people were not keeping their promises to tzedakah, and people were pledging to tzedakah and not keeping it. And he looked into the matter, and David found that wasn't the case as well. And therefore, after 3 years of investigating why these things were happening to the Jewish people, David concluded that the famine was because of him. It was on his cheshbon. That is a thinking person. That's a thinking leader. Looking to see what the issues are around us in the community. Looking to see what could be better. And if you see that nothing seems to be the source of the problem, you take it upon yourself and you blame yourself. Another type of worrying is if you have a peaceful life and a lot of tranquility, you should be worried that maybe you're consuming your schar for Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. Have to make sure that Hashem is not giving you all of your reward now in this world with a pleasant life, and there's no struggles because there's nothing left for you in Olam Hazeh, in Olam Haba. If you're being honored, you should be worried about not taking advantage of that kavod. You should be worried about that. And you should always be worried about Chil Hashem taking place in the world and the fact that we're in Galus without a Beis HaMikdash and the lack of kavod Hashrin in the world around us. Yeah, Abby. Yeah. Say that again. Say that again.
If you're Scar, if you're worried about all your Scar being taken up in this world and then you won't have any for the next world, but you can't really control that because that's the Scar that you're given.
It's true. So the worrying sense is that, you know, what can you do about it? Maybe you need to make a cheshbon hanefesh and look at yourself and see, you know, is there something in my life? Is there something I can do for more reward? Can I improve myself in some way? So a person should be conscious of it. These things are not here to make us, the list that we went through right now is not here to make us paranoid. But these are things we should be conscious of. We should be sensitive to what's going on around us. Things that we should have in mind to keep in front of us to know if we're doing the right thing and making sure we're on the right path. Yeah. We can't really control that. We can't really control that at all. But we should always hope and daven that our ultimate reward will be in the next world. That's where we want to be rewarded, because that's a reward that's everlasting and will never end. It's nitzchi. Nitzchius means it goes on forever. And that's what we want. The rewards in this world are finite. No matter how great the reward is, that reward is going to end at some point. Yeah, Finney. Yeah.
You also said that we should worry about our Avodah Hashem. So, what's the difference?
Yeah, so you shouldn't make yourself nervous about Torah mitzvahs. You know, we've only begun to discuss in the modern times the interplay between mental health and Shmiras HaMitzvos. Rav Asher Weiss has a very important tshuva that he wrote a number of years ago, in which he discusses the issue of someone who's OCD and mitzvos. Because if you're a person who has obsessive compulsive disorder, mitzvos are a great place for that to play out. There's a lot of ritual and making sure you do it the right way and repetition. And a person who suffers from anxiety and obsessive compulsive disorder can often abuse mitzvos as a form of frumkeit. Like, I'm very careful in this mitzvah. I have to make sure I do it again, and I have to make sure I dice every word of davening. Did I wash my hands properly? And I scratch my head, and I have to go wash my hands again. And it can become an issue. And we have to be aware that mitzvahs are supposed to make us happy, to connect us to Hashem. They're not supposed to make us sad and nervous. So we want to make sure that we're always pushing ourselves in avodas Hashem, but the performance of mitzvahs should not make us sad or worried or upset. If that is happening, it means that we're doing something wrong. That's what we mean. Okay? Okay, let's move on to the next shar. This is a shorter shar, but it relates as well. And this is the shar of charata, regret. Regret means doing something and then wishing you hadn't have done it, that you didn't do it. This is an important yesod in tshuva, because if a person never regrets what they do, then they're never going to want to do tshuva. How can a person say, Slach lanu ki chatanu, Hashem, forgive us for we have sinned, if he don't believe that he could have done something improper? Our tefillah for forgiveness will only be effective if we regret and confess the mistakes that we have made. Now, the Orchos Chaim of the Rush says that we should ask slicha for saying slach lanu without kavana. Right? We clap al chait, and we ask Hashem, we kid our heart that we should ask for forgiveness. We should ask forgiveness for not asking forgiveness the right way. Because sometimes we aren't into it and we're not paying attention. So what's improper charata? What should we not have regret about? Don't regret ever doing a mitzvah. Because if you do, you're going to lose all your schar. The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem says that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai tells us that even if one was completely righteous all of his life, and he rebelled by sitting at the end of his life, you lose all of the merit. You'll lose all of the merit. And the Gemara says, but an individual who performs mitzvahs all his life and then sins should at least be like a person who acts, you know, half sins, half merits, right? He should be somewhere in between, right? He shouldn't lose everything. So Reish Lakish says in the Gemara that this is not referring to an individual who's merely sinned, but to one who regrets all of the initial mitzvos he performed in the past. In this case, the mitzvos he performed are not taken into account. This includes giving tzedakah, regretting that you gave your money away, or you gave it to a certain person. If you regret doing a mitzvah, then it's going to remove all the schar from beforehand. Yeah, Lily.
regret, like, not helping someone because you were learning Torah?
No. If you were learning Torah, then, you know, that was the right thing you should have been done. That's what you should have been doing. You might feel that, you know, I wish that I could have another opportunity to help them, but you shouldn't regret the learning of the Torah. You might want to regret that you couldn't help the person, but you never want to regret the learning of the Torah.
Wait, Rabbi, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So two things. Number one is that isn't it like a lack of bitachon to like regret something? Because like if you believe that like everything that happens, like I trust Hashem and like it led me to where I am, and like I feel like that's like lacking like emunah bitachon. And my second question is that what Lily just said. Aren't you supposed to like put your friends before like Torah learning?
Well, two things. I'm going to answer in reverse order. You should put your friends before Torah learning. We generally have a concept of osik b'mitzvah, patra min mitzvah. If a person's involved in a mitzvah, then he is exempt in another mitzvah at that time. That does not apply to learning Torah if the mitzvah is going to pass you by. Because your person, certainly a man is always chayv in learning Torah. And he can always have an excuse to not do a mitzvah. If the mitzvah is available to be done and the mitzvah is going to pass you by, then you have to go and do the mitzvah, even if you're learning Torah. But if the mitzvah can be performed by somebody else, then a person should continue to learn Torah. Now, it's dangerous to say that a person should never regret anything. Because if that's the case, a person will sit and say, it was Hashem's will that I should, you know, speak Lashon Hara because I did it. So it must be Hashem wanted me to speak Lashon Hara. So again, there are things we have to, that's the purpose of this midah, to learn when to regret and when not to regret. So you should never regret doing a mitzvah, learning Torah, things like that. The other thing you should never regret is in the realm of don't make promises of all the good things you want to do and then not end up doing them. Because it shows a lack of consistency and integrity. Don't talk about, I'm going to do this mitzvah, I'm going to do that mitzvah, I'm going to do this, and then not do it. Rather, when deciding to take something on, you should think about it carefully, measure if you think you can do the act, that mitzvah, then focus on carrying it out. It's much better than skipping from project to project and regretting having started something that you can't finish. The Peleoites writes a beautiful phrase. Listen to these four words. Ki pri hamahiris charata. The fruit of haste is regret. Ki pri hamahiris acharata. The fruit of doing something quickly is that you're going to regret it. It's such a beautiful four words that we should think about. Don't run impetuously into things without planning ahead. Don't say, I'm going to say all of Tehillim. I'm going to start doing everything on Shabbos right now. Everything's going to be perfect. Because if you run in too quickly, you don't plan accordingly in a reasonable way, you're going to end up regretting. And you're going to end up seeing that you made a mistake. So when you're taking on new things in small amounts, in small bunches, you think about it, a plan of how you're going to accomplish it, and follow through that plan instead of saying you're going to change everything overnight. What is proper charata? What does good charata look like? First of all, don't wait to regret what you did until it's too late. Because once the neshama leaves the body, there's nothing you can do. So take care of everything you want to do in this lifetime. Because once our neshama is out of our body, it's not going back in until by Tchias HaMesim. If you did something wrong, like in the realm of Beit Adam L'Chavero, you should definitely regret it. And you should grow and try to make. You should go and try to make it up to the person and fix what you did. If you could have been learning Torah or davening and you didn't, then you should regret that and you should do tshuva. If you wasted your time, then you should have charata over the precious lost time in this world, and don't end up later in life looking back and regretting wasted opportunities. I want to read to you a very, very powerful paragraph that is ascribed to the Vilna Gaon. It's written in the introduction to the Sefer Divrei Emes by Rav Alexander Lapidus. Listen to what he writes. He says, "Be'eis shemolichin es ha'adam mibeiso lekivro." He says, when a person's body is being taken from the place where he died to the cemetery, as tipchena kol chushav v'roa mashal ohayo yachal leros be'eis hazaso. And the neshama, so to speak, awakens, and he's able to see what he couldn't see before. Umarin lo onshe gehenim, and they show this person the sins of the punishments of gehenim, v'atanuge ha-gan eden, and all the pleasures in gan eden. V'ria le'ech kala yamav behevel, and he sees how he wasted his days. V'chol kaspo v'zavo, all of his money, asher amma aleim, that he worked for, heim l'tzanim v'duchuchim beinav, they're worthless in his eyes now. Ki ba'avurim kana l'nafsho onshe gehenem, gam hifsid ta'nuge ha'ganeden, they only ended up giving him the punishments of gehenem, and losing out on the pleasures of Gan Eden. V'yuskonein az b'sichlo hazach kama ta'nuge ha'ganeden hafsid b'olam hazeh. And he says, ah! Oh, all of the Gan Eden I lost because of the things I did in this world. One moment of tshuva and good deeds in this world is more valuable than all of Olam Haba because of what it can give you. I wasted this hour, I wasted this time. Every single hour in this world, you could be acquiring Gan Eden. Every single moment here is more opportunities for endless reward, more opportunities for Gan Eden. Asher ein lo rasen, something that you can never comprehend. Umachmas godel hatashuka asher hu rotzela sadein sham, and because we want to take all the pleasures here, hu eino yachuli kanei sham machmas shehu malichecha betzos avanosav, and he ruined everything in this world, and he pushed off going to Gan Eden. If we would know what's going on in Olam Haba, then certainly we wouldn't make such mistakes, says the Vilna Gaon. And therefore, says the Gra, don't wait until it's too late. Once the neshama is out of the body, it's going to be the worst regret in the whole world. Do you want to talk about having regret? There's going to be no greater regret for our neshama than once it's out of our body and it's looking back at what we could have accomplished in this world and we never ended up doing it. The Vilna Gaon in his Shnos Eliyahu and Pirkei Avos says that this is the concept of din v'cheshbon. Often in Chazal we find the expression din v'cheshbon, which means judgment and judgment. Cheshbon means like calculation. So what's the difference between din and cheshbon, says the Vilna Gaon? The Vilna Gaon says that din is that we're going to be judged for our poor choices. That we can understand. But cheshbon is that we're judged for not having used the time productively. And that's scary. It's not enough that we wasted the time or we didn't have air, we spoke Lashon Hara. But those were moments, those were seconds, those were minutes, those were hours, those were days where we could have done productive things and we didn't use it. And we're going to be judged for that as well. The last thing we should have charata for is that if a person thinks about the different mitzvos and statements of Chazal that he ignored, it will make him into a better person going forward. Think about different things that you learned in class, things that you learned in shiurim and things like that, and think those things over and regret that you didn't listen to them before, those lessons before, and meditate on them and use them going forward to be a better person. So we saw two shiurim tonight. We saw the shiur of daga, of worry, things to worry about, things to not worry about, and we saw the shiur of charata, things to have regret over and things not to have regret over.